Lesson 155, Moroni chapter 7 verses 1 through 19. Introduction. Moroni recorded a sermon that his father Mormon had delivered many years earlier. This lesson covers the first part of the sermon, in which Mormon taught about doing righteous works with real intent and about how we can discern between good and evil. Lesson 156 covers the rest of the sermon. Suggestions for teaching. Note. Follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost. As you decide which principles and doctrines to emphasize, continually seek the direction of the Holy Ghost. Mormon chapter 7 verses 1 through 11. Mormon teaches the followers of Jesus Christ to do good works with real intent. Display a piece of fruit that appears good on the outside. Have you ever discovered that a piece of fruit was not as good on the inside as it appeared on the outside? Invite a few students to share examples. You may want to relate an experience of your own. In what ways might a person be like a piece of fruit that appears good on the outside but is rotten on the inside? Explain that in Moroni 7, Moroni recorded the words of his father Mormon about the importance of being righteous in our hearts as well as doing righteous works. Summarize Moroni 7, 1-3, by explaining that Mormon addressed members of the church whom he described as the peaceable followers of Christ. See verse 3. Ask a student to read Moroni 7, 4, and 5 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and look for how Mormon knew these people were peaceable followers of Christ. According to verses 4 and 5, how did Mormon know these church members were peaceable followers of Christ? Because of their peaceable walk with the children of men and their good works. Explain that in Moroni 7 verse 6, we read that Mormon taught that we must do good works with real intent in order to profit from them. Write the phrase real intent on the board. What do you think this phrase means? To help students understand the meaning of the phrase real intent, ask one of them to read aloud the following explanation by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "We must not only do what is right, we must act for the right reasons. The modern term is good motive. The scriptures often signify this appropriate mental attitude with the words full purpose of heart or real intent. The scriptures make clear that God understands our motives and will judge our actions accordingly." End quote. From Dallin H. Oakes, Pure in Heart, page 15. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Moroni 7, verses 7 through 11. Ask the class to follow along, looking for Mormon's warnings to people who do good works without real intent. What warnings did Mormon give to those who do good works without real intent? He warned that their works will not profit them, and their works will be counted for evil rather than righteousness. How would you summarize a principle from these verses about what we must do to be blessed for our good works? While students may mention a number of truths, help them identify the following truth. To be blessed for our good works, we must act with real intent. Write this principle on the board. Explain that some people can become discouraged because they may not feel like they always have real intent or perfect motives when doing good works or keeping the commandments. What do you think can help you to have real intent and be purely motivated to do good works? To encourage students not to give up trying to have real intent as they strive to do good and keep the commandments, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Michael T. Ringwood of the 70. Quote, "The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that the desires of our hearts can be transformed and our motives can be educated and refined." End quote. From Michael T. Ringwood, Truly Good and Without Guile, Ensign Orleahona, May 2015. Consider sharing the following example. Some people might not attend church with real intent. However, if they continue attending church and do all they can to participate in worship, they will have experiences that will help them find joy in attending church. Their reasons for attending will change. They will attend because they want to be there. They want to worship God, renew their covenants, and serve others. Assure students that God will bless us as we try to keep the commandments for the right reasons, even though our desires and efforts to obey God may not yet be perfect. Why do you think it is important to do good works with real intent? What difference have you noticed when you have done good works with the right intent? To help students further understand and feel the truth and importance of the principle they identified from verses 6 through 11, prepare several small pieces of paper before class. On each piece of paper, write a commandment. Examples might include fasting, paying tithing, serving others, studying the scriptures, honoring parents, and any other commandment you feel may be helpful for students to discuss. Place the pieces of paper in a container. In class, invite a student to come to the front of the room. Ask him or her to take a piece of paper from the container and read it to the class. Then ask the class to do one or both of the following. Number one, suggest ways to obey that commandment with real intent. Number two, share how they have felt blessed when they have obeyed that commandment with real intent. Repeat this activity a few times. Following this activity, invite students to write in their class notebooks or study journals one commandment they will seek to better obey with real intent. Ask them to write down any ideas they have for how they could improve and what they will do to implement these ideas in their lives. Moroni chapter 7 verses 12 through 19. Moroni teaches how to judge between good and evil. Explain that Isaiah prophesied that in the last days some people would call evil good and good evil. See also Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20. What are some examples of people calling evil good and good evil? Why do you think it is important not to confuse good and evil? Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Moroni chapter 7 verses 12 through 17. Ask the class to follow along, looking for words or phrases that can help us judge good from evil. Invite students to consider marking phrases that are especially meaningful to them. According to these verses, how can we know that something comes from God? Help students identify the following truth. That which is of God invites us to do good, believe in Jesus Christ, and love and serve God. How can we know that something comes from the devil? Help students identify the following truth. Anything that persuades us to do evil, deny Jesus Christ, or fight against God comes from the devil. What are some ways God invites and entices us to do good continually? How does the devil invite and entice us to sin? According to Moroni 7 verse 16, what is given to every person to help us know good from evil? Explain that the Spirit of Christ is also called the light of Christ. To help students understand the light of Christ, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "The Holy Ghost and the light of Christ are different from each other. Regardless of whether this inner light, this knowledge of right and wrong, is called the light of Christ, moral sense, or conscience, it can direct us to moderate our actions, unless, that is, we subdue it or silence it. Every man, woman, and child of every nation, creed, or color, everyone, no matter where they live or what they believe or what they do, has within them the imperishable light of Christ." End quote. From Boyd K. Packer, The Light of Christ, Ensign, April 2005. Why is it important to know that everyone has been blessed with the light of Christ? Invite students to read Moroni 7, 18 and 19 silently, and look for Mormon's counsel about how to respond to the light of Christ within us. Ask students to report what they learn. What do you think it means to search diligently in the light of Christ? It suggests seeking the Lord's help to discern good from evil. What principle can we learn from Moroni 7, 19? Students should identify the following principle. As we search diligently in the light of Christ, we can discern between good and evil. When have you sought to know if something was good or appropriate? What did you do to search diligently in the light of Christ to learn if it was good or appropriate? Invite students to write a list of their favorite television shows, movies, songs, music groups, internet sites, apps, video games, or personal possessions. You may want to modify this list according to the student's needs and interests. Display or read aloud the following questions and invite students to search diligently in the light of Christ as they record their answers to these questions. Do not rush this activity. Give students sufficient time to ponder and write. Inform students that you will not ask them to share what they write. How well do these things invite you to do good, to believe in Christ, and to love God and serve Him? Do any of these things try to persuade you to do evil, to doubt Jesus Christ, or to stop serving God? Do you feel that you should eliminate any of these things from your life? If so, how will you do it? Point out that sometimes it may be difficult to do what we know is right when it requires giving up something we enjoy. To help students support one another in this effort, ask, what advice would you offer to help someone give up things that are not good or appropriate? To conclude, testify that as we follow the light of Christ, we can recognize that which is good, avoid Satan's deceptions, and live as followers of Jesus Christ. Encourage students to apply the principles you have discussed today. Commentary and background information. Moroni chapter 7 verse 9. If he shall pray, and not with real intent of heart. President Brigham Young taught that rather than avoiding prayer when it is difficult to pray with real intent, we should develop real intent by praying. Quote, it matters not whether you or I feel like praying. When the time comes to pray, pray. If we do not feel like it, we should pray till we do. End quote. From Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young, page 45. Moroni chapter 7 verse 17. The devil persuades no one to do good. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught, quote, Satan, or Lucifer, or the father of lies, call him what you will, is real. The very personification of evil. His motives are in every case malicious. He is eternally opposed to the love of God, the atonement of Jesus Christ, and the work of peace and salvation. He will fight against these whenever and wherever he can. He knows he will be defeated and cast out in the end, but he is determined to take down with him as many others as he possibly can. End quote. From Jeffrey R. Holland, We Are All Enlisted, Ensign Orleona, November 2011. Moroni chapter 7 verse 19, The Light of Christ. Explained that President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught that as we foster the light of Christ, it will lead us to the greater light of the gift of the Holy Ghost. Quote, everyone everywhere already has the Spirit of Christ, and while the Spirit of the Holy Ghost can visit anyone, the gift of the Holy Ghost is obtained by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel, by submitting to baptism by immersion for the remission of sins, and the laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is not automatically present like the Spirit of Christ is present. The gift must be conferred by one holding authority. That is what we are commissioned to do, to foster the light of Christ which is within every soul we meet, and bring souls to the point where the Holy Ghost may visit them. And then, in due time, they can receive, through the ordinance, the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is conferred upon every member of the Church. End quote. From Boyd K. Packer, The Light of Christ, Ensign Orleona, April 2005.